All right, so I have to admit, Sandy, like I was terrible about this before I met you. If those of you that don't know me, my name is Josh Coleman with the Coleman Group, and
I'm Sandy Creston with the Creston team.
yeah, and so what I'm talking about is like I'm such a transactional type of person versus like a relational type of person. And I think Sandy's going to talk about what she introduced me to a few years back and how to really stay in touch with your sphere of influence. Maybe if you have any fear about, I mean, I hear agents all the time say, I hate selling to the people that know me. So talk a
Right.
little bit about that.
So I think when you talk about selling, don't worry about selling to the people that you know. What you need to worry about is just connecting to the people that you know.
Absolutely.
Quit selling, start connecting, and everybody wins.
Can I stop you for a second? How
Sure.
would you connect with somebody? Like, it's not a sales position. Yeah, right.
Right.
I'm in real estate and I want that to be a part of the
Right.
conversation. But let's give them maybe some tips about what's the conversation like. I know what
Sure.
you're going to say, but go ahead and tell them.
Well, I think the biggest thing is you want to call, you want to check in with people. Of course, you want to let them know that you're doing real estate.
Right.
That's a dumb moment, right? So what you want to do is you want to check in and just check in and use the couple things. I was thinking about you. I just wanted to check in and see how life is going.
Right.
What's going on? And then we have these beautiful things called seasons, and life happens, and you can have any reason to call, right?
Right.
So we just are getting ready for Easter. If you're into baseball, we're in full-blown spring training time here, so it's picking up the phone. Oh, I was just thinking about you. I know you really like baseball. Have you been to a ball game yet?
Right.
And start the whole conversation talking about them, not you, which
Yeah.
is hard, right? I mean,
Absolutely. I
we're
hear
like
you.
that. We're salespeople. And then at the end of the conversation, just really affirming that. So I'm just curious, if you had a friend or a neighbor looking to buy or sell a home, who would you recommend they call first? Not
Right.
asking for a referral, just wondering who they would call. You know, and it doesn't put that whole, well, can you give me two names and phone numbers and
Right.
go really hardcore? It's about connecting and staying in touch. And I think the biggest thing is where we lose it a lot is, and I don't know if you've been guilty of this, but I have, oh, just have them give me a call when they get a chance. Well, what
You
happens?
got to
Life
teach them how to
happens.
do it, right?
Right? Life happens, and 50% of the time, the dog gets sick, the kid breaks an arm, you know, whatever happens, and then they don't call the person you want them to talk to.
Right.
And I really believe, and I learned this from this book, because I used to suck at it.
Absolutely.
Seriously. I was
I'm
just like one of the worst.
guilty of it. Yep.
And so what I had to learn how to do was to say, this is really important. This is the largest debt with me as the mortgage, the largest asset with you as the property, and we need to take that seriously. So what we need to do is we need to say, instead of just by chance calling, this falls off the table of everyone. I get their okay to share their information
Right.
with Josh, and then you'll get the information from them and call, and 100% of the time, make sure you make that connection.
Absolutely.
Don't do it by accident.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot of it's just asking to be able to do that, right? Or
Yeah,
coaching them through that process because
absolutely.
they don't know, right? And I think we all take it we t as real estate agents, as
Sure.
mortgage advice, we take it for granted like what the consumer actually knows how to do. And not that they don't know how to refer you, but like she said, the dog gets sick, the kids break their arm, whatever it may be, life gets in the way, and they forget about you. So when they do run into the neighbor that says, hey, I'm looking to sell, you're not top of mind awareness. So it's about connecting, staying top of mind awareness, and really touching base about like what's important to them, right?
Absolutely.
So I think you nailed it on the head when you talked about like, I would come to you and say, because I am transactional based, like, so I'm having this conversation with them, like, but to end the phone call, like, what's the one thing I should say that so they know that I'm looking potentially for the referral, right?
Right.
But not being the salesperson.
I would just probably wrap it up and say, you know, before we hang up the phone, I want you to know, no high sales pressure. I'm here to help on any questions that you have that have anything to do about a home or
Right.
your home.
Absolutely. And I think the
Anything.
script that you used, right, which was
So I'm just curious,
if you
if
had a
you had a friend
friend.
or neighbor that was looking to buy or sell a home,
Yep.
who would you recommend they call first? Right?
Yeah.
It's that whole idea of, you know, NAR says that most sellers are going to look and talk to look on the line or talk to 4 to 7 agents,
Right.
right? Why would you want to take a risk, and I call it scary, stranger, danger agents, when they have one of the best people in the business right here? Why
Absolutely.
wouldn't you want them?
You know, it's funny, I've kind of implemented that script into my conversation with my sphere of influence. And I always say, hey, if you had a friend, a family member, a coworker, a neighbor that was looking to buy or sell real estate, who would you have in contact, right? And if it's not me, then how do I become top of your list, right?
Right.
And I believe that goes back into all the other marketing things that I talk about all the time. Allow your consumer, allow your best to experience you and what you do and make yourself the most knowledgeable person in the marketplace.
Yeah,
So,
the mind shift of why not you? Why not you?
Absolutely.
Why not me?
So yeah, I guess what I want you to leave with today is why not you, right? Why are you not getting, you know, a cut from your sphere of influence, right? Why are you not getting those people to do business with you? So if you leave with anything today, that's the one thing you need to think about, right? Generate, you know, an action plan that allows you to follow up with these people and allows you to check in and have these checkpoints and give your best to your best, right? It's one of the
Absolutely.
Things you always hear you say. So if you have any questions, let myself know, let Sandy know. We'd be happy to help you with your sphere of influence. I know this is a big hang up for a lot of people. So please check in if you need to. Take care.
Thanks.